Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Survey. How you doing?
I'm good. Somebody just called me a little while ago.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason for the call is because we're actually doing an opinion survey. We're actually asking you questions about issues going on in your community as well as the nation. Can you help us with this?
Well, I'll try. He was talking to me about the voting and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can
Well,
I
I'll
answer
try to
your
make it as
question?
fast as possible for you. All
All
right.
right.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50?
No, I will
Or
vote. I don't have any reason to complain if I don't.
okay.
You don't
And
vote, you don't have an object to tremble.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
80.
80? Okay, great. You sound a lot younger, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I feel a lot younger.
hey, those are the best feelings ever, I tell you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed, white, okay.
Right.
And if please rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections, November 2024 scale from 0 to 10. 10, 0 meaning you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 meaning you're extremely motivated to vote. Which one will you use?
Well, I'm motivated to vote. I'd like to fire
Okay.
all of them up there, but
Which,
I think
if
we
you could
need
rate
new
your
blood now.
motivation, do you think you can rate your motivation
Pardon?
from 0 to 10? If you can rate your motivation from 0 to 10, 10, 0 not at all motivated, and 10 extremely motivated, what number would you use?
From 1 to 10?
Yes, ma'am.
Or 1 to 5?
No, 1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10, I'd say an 8.
Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you describe yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Well, I guess you call me independent. I vote for who I think is the best person. It doesn't matter about the party. I guess
Okay,
that's independent.
wonderful. Okay. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the
Very
country is headed?
dissatisfied.
Okay.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Improving K through 12 public school education, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and productive rights, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedom, gun regulation reform, climate change, environmental issues, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling, holds back cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lower taxes and shrinking of government, and gun crime and violence.
All of it.
All of it. Okay, give me two.
Well, let's see. Crime and violence.
Okay.
And what else did you say? I don't know. You said so many of them.
Schools, K through 12, inflation, economy, protecting abortion.
Inflation and children and
Okay.
school.
Okay, so we have crime, violence, and inflation. That's the only two we have right, because you could choose two right now.
Yeah,
Can you
that'd be
say those
fine.
two? Okay.
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove the job that is being done by the United States Supreme Court?
No, I don't agree.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I'm disapproved.
Okay. So let me say, it's like strongly disapprove or just somewhat though?
I guess somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in this country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And
Excuse
thinking
me.
about race, sure. Thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I well, I would, I don't know, getting worse or probably getting worse.
Okay.
And there shouldn't be no racial in America. There should be none.
Okay.
We're all about kids.
Definitely, I agree. Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not so often, or not at all?
I don't think at all. Yeah.
Okay. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. And I'd like to rate your feelings about some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm, very favorable towards them. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. 50, not particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, and that's how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of them, let me know. The Republican Party. Okay. How about the leadership conference of human and civil rights, excuse me.
100 is the worst or the best? It's the best.
Yes, the best.
I would say 25.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. What would you rate them from 0 to 100?
I don't think it should be just black. I think it should be all lives matter.
Okay. What would you give them from 0 to 100?
Did I approve or disapprove?
No, no, no. What would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Oh, I don't have much saying with that. I'd say probably 50.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. How about Cornel West?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. How about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
I think they should be taken down. I think there should be stuff put on there. So I'll give them, 35?
Okay. How about Tim Scott?
Yeah, I don't know him either.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
I'll give him a 50.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Do you know, I wouldn't vote for either one of them. I don't think that they're... Number one, they're too old. Well, not West, but the other two are too old, and I don't trust the other one either. But I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't vote for either one of them.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried. Somewhat worried. Not
very.
So worried. Or okay.
Very worried.
Okay. And I like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement.
Okay.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Yes.
Okay. Would you strongly agree or somewhat?
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Okay. So is that strongly or somewhat, though?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about immigrants contribute more to America than they take?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Hold on. They contribute? No.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. I think, no. So I disagree.
Okay,
strongly
or somewhat? Strongly, okay. How about minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people?
I think everybody should have the same if they're American citizens. And if they come into America, fine. I think everybody should be treated alike. I don't think anybody should be able to follow the law either.
Okay. So would you agree or disagree with this statement?
Can you read it one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I do agree strongly.
Okay. And how about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. How about sexism is a big problem in today's society?
I agree strongly.
Okay. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Will you agree with that statement or disagree?
So, I disagree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. How about we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech?
Absolutely, positively, yes. Strongly.
I strongly agree. Okay. And I'm going to read two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say in the education of their children receives, including the books they have access to. Parents should have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books of our school libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history has been often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with the most?
I guess the second one.
The second one? Okay. Would you strongly agree with it or somewhat, would you say?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of things that people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate the scale from 0 to 10. 10 strong means that you agree with this being undermined. 5 or a threat, excuse me. 5 is meaning somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. Immigration to this country. What would you rate that?
Do I agree from with?
0 to 10. Yeah. Immigration
four.
Is, yeah, 4. Okay. the rights to bear arms.
I guess a 5. I think... It would be fine if you could keep them at home, but there are too many out on the street, too many killings.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same.
At 10.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
A commitment to Christian idols.
10. Could you read that one again?
Yeah, a commitment to Christian idols.
I don't believe in idols. No, 0.
And I'm going to read you a statement that people have made, how we can make improvements in the country. Please rate them on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 is like you don't agree at all with the statement. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. So first statement says, okay. Over the last years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States white, excuse me, over the last few years, a stacked extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil rights and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives. We need a Supreme Court that works for us, that works for all of us, not just for the wealthy and powerful.
Ken.
Okay. And this one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights have become being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we are at risk of losing everything we have gained.
Ken.
Okay. And sometime over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, if you can rate your level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely.
Extremely? Okay, so it'd be 10?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Well, our rights, number one. They're taking everything away from us. I think that we're being lied to a lot. I think they should do away with Congress and add and get new people. I don't know what to say to that. I've got a lot to say, but nobody's listening. You couldn't write it all down. I think the world, the country's in the worst shape it's ever been in my lifetime. And I've been here 80 years. So it's the worst I've ever seen. And I also don't agree with, I think once you're 60 years old, you shouldn't be running for anything. I think after 60 years old, you should be slowing down, where everybody slows down around 60. But I don't believe in the way the Congress and the president and that is doing us.
Okay. All right.
But tell you the truth, this might sound stupid, but I would vote for myself before I would vote for either one that's running for president.
Okay. All right. And switching gears a bit, the last few questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? Was it first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational certificate, college graduate, high school?
High school. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach on political issues, you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
I'm all over the board. I like some of all of it, but I don't like a lot of it. Say that back to me again.
Yeah, thinking about your approach on political issues, do you describe yourself as, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative,
moderate.
Or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm conservative.
You're conservative? Okay. Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Do you twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Every week. Well, twice a week.
Every week. Okay, mm-hmm. Twice a week. Okay. And how would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Never heard of it. No.
Never heard of it? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey for this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. And wish you have a great, great week.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye.